Psalms 90, verse 13, through Psalms 92, verse 5. Return, O Yahweh, how long? O be sorry for your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your loving commitment, and let us sing for joy all our days. Give us joy according to the days you have afflicted us, the years we have seen evil. Reveal your work to your servants, and your splendor to their children. And let the pleasantness of Yahweh, our Elohim, be upon us, and confirm the work of our hands for us. O confirm the work of our hands. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High, who abides under the shadow of the Almighty, he is saying of Yahweh, my refuge and my stronghold, my Elohim in whom I trust. For he delivers you from the snare of the trapper, from the destructive pestilence. He covers you with his feathers, and under his wings you take refuge. His truth is a shield and armor. You are not afraid of the dread by night, of the arrow that flies by day, of the pestilence that walks in darkness, of the destruction that ravages at midday. 1,000 fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it does not come near you. Only with your eyes you look on, and see the reward of the wrong ones. Because you have made Yahweh, my refuge, the Most High, your dwelling place, no evil befalls you, and a plague does not come.
Shalom, and welcome to the second program of His Word Heals. This program will be focused weekly on praying in agreement with Yahweh's Word. If you missed last week's introductory program, please listen to the podcast by either downloading it via your membership in Hebrew Nation Radio's Lifestyles channel, or if you are new to Hebrew Nation Radio and don't yet have a membership, you can download it for free at www.hiswordheals.com. Then, if you are blessed by what you hear, please seriously consider supporting Hebrew Nation Radio and subscribing to one or more of their channels at HebrewNationOnline.com. The introductory program should help us solidify our faith in realizing just who we are in Messiah Yeshua and why we can pray to the Creator of the universe and believe that He will hear us. If you are listening to this podcast on Hebrew Nation Radio and have put your trust in the death, burial, and resurrection and kingship of Yeshua our Messiah, you hopefully already realize that you are a branch either newly grafted in or a branch grafted back in to the tree of Israel, as explained by Paul in Romans 11:13-17. In either case, you are part of spiritual Israel, joined to Yahweh's chosen people, and all the promises and instructions given to Israel apply to you, but with the better sacrifice that is Yeshua, who has taken all of our sins and punishment upon himself, so that we could have a fresh start, clothed in his righteousness before Yahweh our Father. As Yahweh's children, part of his chosen people, justified through Yeshua, we are going to pray each week in agreement with His Word and all of the promises He has made to His people, especially focusing on His promises of healing. John chapter 1 tells us Yeshua is our Creator's Word made flesh. Yeshua is the same yesterday, today, and forever, we are told in Hebrews 13:8. Yeshua, Yahweh's Word made flesh, was able to heal his people 2,000 years ago, and Yeshua, his Word, is still able to heal his people today. Are you part of his people? Do you belong to him in faith, being bought through the blood of his son Yeshua? If you aren't sure that you do belong to him, please email me, Dawn, for the ladies, or my husband, Scott, for the men, at hiswordheals@hebrewnation.net. During this program, it is our goal to fashion our prayers after Yeshua's prayer in answer to the disciples' question of how to pray to the Father in Matthew 6:9-15. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Yeshua said to pray after this manner. Doing so doesn't necessarily mean to simply recite this exact prayer out of memory over and over, but to instead emulate its pattern, which goes something like this. We will praise Him, pray for His kingdom, pray for our needs and the needs of others according to what He considers to be needs, as explained in 1 Timothy 6, 6-8. Having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. He promises, at a minimum, food, drink, and raiment to those that are His. In Luke 12, Yeshua said unto His disciples, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. O ye of little faith, and seek not what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of doubtful mind, for all these things do the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that you have need of these things, but rather seek ye the kingdom of Elohim, and all these things shall be added unto you. We will pray for our forgiveness, and also for those who have wronged us. Pray for deliverance and strength against temptations and evil, plus any other special petitions or needs we or others we know may have, such as healing and protection against sickness and disease. Then we will acknowledge and praise His kingdom, His power, and His glory. Let's take a moment of silence to prepare our hearts to speak with our Heavenly Father, our Abba, our King, and our Savior. Dear Heavenly Father, You are our Creator and King of the universe. We want to praise You today as David did. You said King David was a man after Your own heart. David knew how to praise You and glorify Your name, so we want to praise You with David's Psalms, which are preserved for us in Your Word in Psalms 7, 17, 9, 1 and 2, 21, 13, and 22:22-24. Today we want to praise You with these same words of truth. We praise You, Yahweh, according to Your righteousness, and we sing praise to the name of Yahweh Most High. We praise Thee, O Yahweh, with our whole heart. We will show forth all Your marvelous works. We are glad and rejoice in You, and will sing praise to Your name, O Yahweh Most High. Be exalted, O Yahweh, in Your own strength. We sing and praise Your power. We will declare Your name unto our brethren in the midst of the congregation. We will praise You. All of you that fear Yahweh, praise Him. All of us, the seed of Jacob, spiritually as well as physically, glorify Him and fear Him, all you, the seed of Israel. For You, O Yahweh, have not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted. Neither have You hid Your face from us, but when we cry unto You, You hear us. Blessed be Yahweh, because He has heard the voice of our supplications. Yahweh, You are our strength and our shield. My heart trusts in You, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoices, and with our song we will praise You. Yahweh is our strength, and He is our saving strength of His anointed. Save Thy people, O Yahweh, and bless Your inheritance. Feed us also and lift us up forever. Dear Abba, we are looking forward to when Your kingdom is established on earth as it is in heaven, when Your Son Yeshua will rule and reign as King of kings and Master of masters, when Your righteousness will rule the earth with justice and peace. We pray in agreement with Psalms 103:17-22 of Your word. The mercy of Yahweh is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children, to those that keep His covenant, and to those that remember His commandments to do them. Yahweh has prepared His throne in the heavens, and His kingdom rules over all. Bless Yahweh, ye His angels that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His word. Bless Yahweh, all you His hosts, you ministers of His that do His pleasure. Bless Yahweh, all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless Yahweh, O my soul. Dear Father, we thank you that you have promised to meet all of our needs, to be our provider both spiritually and physically if we will hear and obey the instructions of your covenant. Please increase our strength and will to be able to obey you and overcome any temptations and evil that may come our way. We thank you that you have cleansed us of our sins through the willing sacrifice of Yeshua your Son, the Word made flesh. We thank you that through him you have restored us to a place of righteousness and set apartness as your people Israel, and that because of your salvation and your righteousness and your mercy, we can trust in and claim all of your goodness and promises made to your people who obey you in Deuteronomy 28, where you said, "It shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that Yahweh thy Elohim will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee, and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of Yahweh thy Elohim. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shall be thou when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. Yahweh shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. Yahweh shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thine hand to do. And he shall bless thee in the land which Yahweh thy Elohim giveth thee. Yahweh shall establish thee as holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of Yahweh thy Elohim, and walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of Yahweh, and they shall be afraid of thee. And Yahweh shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which Yahweh sware unto the fathers to give thee. Yahweh shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And Yahweh shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of Yahweh thy Elohim, which I commanded thee this day, to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods to serve them. We know and confess that these promises are your promises to us, and we believe them and trust in you completely, but not because of our righteousness, only because of your righteousness and your mercy, which is poured out upon us through your Holy Spirit, because of your Son Yeshua, who took our unrighteousness and our deserved punishment upon himself. It is because of this great gift that you have given us, this second chance, this redemption into your set-apart family, that we choose to obey all that you have commanded, all that we are able to obey in this current age and in our current situation, knowing that one day soon you will restore all things to your will and your way. Please strengthen us, teach us, lead us, and help us to obey all that you command, and show us where we fall short. If there is ever a time that we doubt any of these promises, please increase our faith, as the disciples asked in Luke 17:5. Today we pray to you, Father, in the name of Yeshua, our Savior and King. We pray to you as King Solomon prayed in 1 Kings 8. Please hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sin of your people Israel, all Israel, and bring us again unto the land which you gave our fathers, and forgive the sin of your servants, and of your people Israel. Teach us the good way wherein we should walk. Please hear, O Yahweh, in heaven your dwelling place, and forgive, and do, and give to every man according to his ways, whose heart you know. For you, even you only, know the hearts of all the children of men. that we may fear you all the days that we live in the land which you gave unto our fathers. Help us to return to you with all our hearts and with all our souls in the land of our enemies, which have led us away captive. We pray this day toward your land, which you gave our fathers, the city that you have chosen, and the house built for your name. We pray to your set-apart temple, which spiritually is Yeshua, where your word came to dwell in the flesh, and was destroyed and rose again on the third day. Please hear our prayer and our supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain our cause. Please forgive your people that have sinned against you, and all our transgressions wherein we have transgressed against you, and give us compassion before those who carried us captive, that they may have compassion on us. For we are your people and your inheritance, which you brought forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron. Please let your eyes be open unto the supplication of your servants and unto the supplication of your people Israel, to hearken unto us in all that we call for unto thee. For you did separate us from among all the people of the earth to be your inheritance, as you spoke by the hand of Moses your servant, when you brought our fathers out of Egypt, O Yahweh Elohim. Father, just as you have forgiven us, we pray that you would also help us to forgive our enemies and those that have wronged us in any way. Help us to love our enemies and do as Proverbs 25:21 tells us. If our enemy is hungry, help us to give him bread to eat. If our enemy is thirsty, help us to give him water to drink, knowing that Proverbs 16:7 tells us, when our ways please you, you will make even our enemies to be at peace with us. We also ask that you would help us to stay awake and watch and pray, as Yeshua instructed his disciples in Matthew 25:41, Mark 14:38, and Luke 22:46, lest we enter into temptation, for our flesh is weak. We pray that we would be found keeping the word of your patience and be found worthy for you to keep us from the hour of temptation that will come upon the whole world, as we are told in Revelation 3:10. We submit ourselves to you today that you will strengthen us to resist the devil, knowing that when we do, he will flee from us, as we are told in James 4:7. In the name of Yeshua, we ask all of this, believing that you will do and keep all that you have said and all that we ask, as Yeshua told us you would in Matthew 21:22, John 14:13, John 16:23, and 1 John 3:22 and 5:15. And last of all today, Father, but not least of all, we pray that you would heal your people. Pour out your Spirit upon us and cleanse us, that we would be made whole, both spiritually and physically. We pray as Jeremiah prayed in Jeremiah 17:14, heal me, Yahweh, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for thou art my praise. And as King David prayed in Psalms 6:2, have mercy upon me, O Yahweh, for I am weak. O Yahweh, heal me, for my bones are vexed. And in Psalms 30:2, O Yahweh, my Elohim, I cried unto you, and you have healed me. Please hear our prayers for the healing of all of your people, just as you heard the prayer of King Hezekiah and healed all the people in 2 Chronicles 20:20. We are told in Matthew 4:23 and 24, that Yeshua went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And in Matthew 8:16, when the evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. And there were many more healings that Yeshua did when he was physically on earth, as Yahweh's word made flesh. We are told in Hebrews 13:8 that Yeshua is the same yesterday, today, and forever. O Yahweh, your word, and Yeshua, your word made flesh, never change. Yeshua healed your people back then, and we trust and believe that He, Yeshua, your word, will heal your people today without the need of physicians or drugs, pharmakia or sorceries. Yeshua didn't need them back then, and He doesn't need their help now. Please, Yahweh, set us apart as your people and show the world your glory and your power through us when we trust completely in you. Strengthen our faith and heal us for your name's sake and for your glory, that we could come out of Babylon as you commanded us to in Revelation 18:4. We pray that we would not do as Asa did in 2 Chronicles 16. He sought the physicians rather than you, and he died. Please let us learn from the king Ahaz in 2 Kings 1:2, who sought his fate of whether he would live or die from the God of Ekron instead of from you, the mighty one of Israel, and he died. Help us not to look to other gods or perceived mighty ones for a diagnosis. Help us to seek only your diagnosis and your healing. We pray that you would heal all of your people and strengthen us to follow the example of righteous King Hezekiah, who turned to you when he was sick and when death was pronounced over him. He turned to you immediately and prayed that you would remember that he had been faithful, a faithful servant, and that you would have mercy on him. You heard his prayer, O Yahweh, in 2 Kings 20, and you healed him. Please hear our prayers. Remember your faithful servants who have been redeemed through the blood of your Son, Yeshua, and heal all of our diseases, infirmities, and illnesses. Show yourself more mighty than all of man's concoctions and solutions and diagnoses, for your name's sake, for your glory, because of your great mercy and compassion toward us. And we thank you for your great mercy and compassion toward us, Father. We thank you that you do want to heal your people and that you love us so much that you sent Yeshua to teach us how to live and to take our diseases and our sins upon himself. Thank you, Father, in Yeshua's name. O Father, we praise and magnify your name as the great I am. You are everything that we need. We thank you for your great mercy, that you would love us, your creation, so much that you would provide for us a way of salvation and rebirth, a way for us to be forgiven of our many trespasses and sins, that you would be our salvation and take our punishments upon yourself through your Son, that we could live forever with you in your kingdom. We choose you this day. We want to serve you and pray that you would enable us and raise us up. Have mercy on us and keep us from temptation and evil. Protect us under the shelter of your wings. Gather us and keep us, for we are weak and unworthy without your great mercy and strength. As Psalms 91 promises, we believe 1,000 will fall at our right and 10,000 at our left, but it will not come near us, and a plague will not come near our tent. Thank you that you are mighty and able to keep this promise to all those that will call upon you and obey you through your Son, Yeshua. We praise you and thank you. In Yeshua's name, amen. Thank you to everyone for joining us this week, and we hope that you come back and join us again next week and every week as we pray in agreement with all of His Word. Please remember, His Word heals. Blessings and shalom to you and everyone in your home.
It is good to give thanks to Yahweh and to sing praises to your name, O Most High, to declare your loving commitment in the morning and your trustworthiness each night, on 10 strings and with harp, to the sounding chords of the lyre. For you have made me rejoice with your work, O Yahweh. I shout for joy at the works of your hands. O Yahweh, how great are your works!